This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The already tense University of Missouri campus was just absorbing the resignation of the university's president and the main campus chancellor when last night a student was arrested after posting threats to the anonymous social media site Yik Yak. Once again, technology and morality collide. Police were able to use GPS coordinates to trace the messages back to the student. These threats raised concerns on campus about the safety of the students and faculty during these tense weeks. Ben Trachtenberg is associate professor of law and chair of the MU Faculty Council. He said he's learned a lot in the last week.
People on campus are feeling a little tired right now. And then these latest threats that were made the night before last got everyone nervous, of course. Somebody made a threat to kill people, and we're very fortunate that the MU police were able to find that person, track him down, and arrest him so that we could be open yesterday for something close to our normal business.
Ben, is there a way to deal with this that involves just trying to ignore this kind of speech, as abusive and horrible as it is, to keep things from getting more tense at a campus that's already trying to deal with issues that are much more tangible?
I think we need to go in between the two extremes. One extreme is, let's not do anything about these hateful words. Let's just ignore them. The other is to suggest that people should be kicked out of school or prosecuted for saying things that expose them as racist morons. So the university needs to figure out ways to respond to them while respecting people's free speech rights. But respecting free speech doesn't mean telling folks that we don't care about what happens to them.
And again, we see that technology allows anonymity on things that would never be said in mixed company.
That seems to be the case. A lot of people are more bold behind the internet than they are in person, although people aren't quite as anonymous as they always think, at least occasionally. The young man who apparently was responsible for sending the threats the other night, we caught that guy, and he's been arrested.
And what's the lesson to him? You're a racist moron, or we need to talk about what could have conceivably motivated you, because simply putting away people who are abusive is not dealing with the broader issue of why this is even something that becomes the subject of conversation. Where does this come from? It seems like that's more of the issue than finding bad apples.
Well, we may not be able to cure racism in the state of Missouri or the entire United States in the next couple of weeks. But what we do need to do is make sure that the campus is safe and that people don't get away with incitements to violence or threats. I'm not really interested in convincing this young man that he should no longer be bigoted, if he is bigoted. But people need to know that if they make threats and put people's lives at risk, that is indeed something law enforcement is going to investigate. It's a serious matter.
Ben Trachtenberg is associate professor of law and chair of the MU Faculty Council. Ben, you're white, I'm guessing.
I am.
How have you changed in thinking about your community, your neighbors, your sense of diversity, and what you're willing to do to make your community a more peaceful place in all of this crisis?
Well, I don't know how much I've changed, to be honest, but I think I've become at least a little bit more educated, a little bit more understanding about some of the stuff that's going on. Not speaking for anyone else, but it is very easy for folks who are not the subject of harassment or other terrible behavior to not realize how much it really happens. I think this is an issue that we see across racial lines as well. I'm just trying my best to have an open mind and learn.
Ben Trachtenberg, thanks so much.
You're welcome.